听力课堂，听 class.com。
This podcast is brought to you by Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
This is JustVocabulary.com with today's two GRE words.
Yoke.
And
vapid.
As always, we will review a word from our previous show and will announce today's flashcard winner. For more information on our new and improved flashcards, go to JustVocabulary.com. Our first word for today is the word
yoke.
Yoke. The people of Zimbabwe have been living under a yoke of oppression for far too long.
Yoke.
The plow was drawn by a camel and a donkey yoked together.
Yoke.
The Namibian dollar has been yoked to the South African rand. The noun and verb yoke is spelled Y-O-K-E.
Yoke.
What does it mean? Yoke as a noun refers to something which connects two things or people, usually in a way that is unfair or limits freedom, as in the yoke of slavery or the yoke of marriage. A yoke is also a wooden bar fastened over the necks of two animals, especially cattle, and connected to a vehicle like a plow. Yoke as a verb means to put or bring together so as to form a new and longer whole. Example sentence, the scientists yoked several ideas together to come up with a new theory. So yoke can be used literally to denote joining animals with that wooden bar, or you can use it figuratively and then you refer to a bond or restriction. Here are some synonyms, a collar, harness, or chain, or connection, and two antonyms, disconnect or separate.
This podcast is brought to you by the 2008 Saturn Aura, the sports sedan that gets everything right. Like an EPA-estimated 30 miles per gallon highway, over 95 standard safety features, and the reassurance of a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. See retailer for details. Rethink responsible. Go to Saturn.com or test drive the Aura now at your local Saturn retailer. Saturn, the company that's rethinking everything.
Great stuff. Let's move on to our second word of the day.
Vapid.
And that's the word
vapid.
Vapid. Joanne watched a vapid television program.
Vapid.
Mark went to a tuneful but vapid musical comedy.
Vapid.
After many vapid beers, the debate turned into a vapid conversation.
Vapid.
Vapid is spelled V-A-P-I-D.
Vapid.
What does it mean? Something vapid is lacking liveliness, animation, or interest. A vapid conversation is offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging. But vapid can also mean lacking taste, zest, or flavor. Vapid beer is lacking taste, or it's insipid. Some synonyms, insipid, or uninteresting, or dull. And some antonyms, lively or colorful. It's time for a review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
incessant?
Incessant.
Incessant.
Something incessant is uninterrupted and continuous. Many people complained about the incessant rain during winter.
Incessant.
It means constant, unending, ceaseless, continuous. Okay, and that's it for today's show. The free flashcard session goes to Svetlana from Russia. If you want to receive this show by email, just go to justvocabulary.com and subscribe by email. And you may also want to check out the new Just Vocabulary quiz. For now, thanks for listening. See you soon.